Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. So glad to have you this morning. I hope you have been enjoying this morning and listening to our experts. Now, I was expecting to see someone else in the studio today. Actually, I don't even know what I was expecting. It's Frisky Friday, so I am TGIFF. Thank God it's Frisky Friday. And I'm thinking, kitten, puppy, no. We have Brandy from A-Hope, and Brandy has brought Chopper with her today. So, as much as I want to jump into talk more about A-Hope, I want to know about Chopper. And I also want to welcome everyone listening to join us in the text line. You have any questions, you want to know more about A-Hope, 850-437-1620. Now, Brandy,
hi there.
Tell us about Chopper.
There it is. I have
Chopper. Get off the button.
I have Chopper with me today, and he is an excellent litter box trained rat. So he came to us from the Santa Rosa County Shelter during a hoarding case that they pulled from, and so he is one of the survivors because a couple of them passed away. But he is an excellent, excellent pet. So I was going to bring a kitten this morning, but he's actually really sick and ended up going back to the vet this morning. So, that's the kind of what we do. We do the medical cases, the in-between cases. So basically, if they shouldn't be in an animal shelter and they're not ready for adoption necessarily yet, whether they're neonate kittens, special needs, or domesticated rats even, We try to take them in and get them all better before adoption. So we are the only organization in the area that actually takes in domesticated rats and adopts them out. We adopt them out everywhere. So,
and I have to say, it was a shocker for me, but I've actually never had the opportunity to even pet a rat. I did have a very small hamster at one time, but I think this is one of the, I have the best seat in the house. One of the greatest things is that I'm expanding my mind, and I'm telling you, Chopper is on the mic. Chopper wants to take over this show. Chopper is actually gorgeous. I'm
silver. Yeah.
Silver, sorry.
And it's crazy because I've never had a rat who changed colors. He was pure brown whenever he
really?
Was little. Yeah. And his, he's only 4 months old, but he changed colors from brown to this beautiful silver. Yeah, he's...
How big will he get?
So the males usually get... They can get up to like 2 pounds. So he's a little over a pound now, which is comparable to a four-week-old kitten. And the females get around a pound or so. But that's why I love the males, because they're so big and they're so squishy. I mean, he's just like...
So this is squishy, adorable. Squishy. She has her thumbs next to the front, kind of in the armpits, but not really. And she's using her pointer fingers to scratch the back of the head. This friend loves it. He's not so frisky right now when you're rubbing his belly. Like, adorable. Just before we started the show, Chopper was over here checking out the board, wanted to see if he could, you know, take over. And I might let him. He is adorable.
He's pretty amazing. So what we're doing right now, I know everybody wants to hear about the clinic updates. We're building the spay neuter clinic over on Pine Blossom Road in Milton.
Awesome.
And, it'll be a high volume, low cost, affordable cost, spay neuter clinic that offers spay neuter vaccines, microchips, and then, you know, basic veterinarian, needs, to reach all people with animals. And so the update right now, I was just asking for an update from everyone doing our planning. So right now the utilities are going in, including plumbing and electrical. So the goal is to have at least a soft opening by the end of this year and then open completely by the beginning of next year. So we are working on, you know, raising funds and everything for that, because that's a huge project. It's been going on for a few years now, and we're very excited.
Now, how can somebody help if they want to assist with that? Can they make a donation online? Can they come and visit you? Is there an event that they can attend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to donate, whether you donate your time, which is huge. You know, we're always looking for volunteers. We are a nonprofit, primarily volunteer-based. And so time is a big way to give. Of course, money always goes. I know he's crazy right now.
I want to hold this rat.
He's absolutely nuts right now. He's curious.
He can go anywhere as long as he doesn't chew any of the cords and go dead air.
He's a paper chewer. So whenever I say the rat ate my homework, it's legit.
For sure.
So, but yeah, and then so monetary donations, we have a way that they can donate online on our website at ahopeforsrc.com. There is a clinic coming soon page. They can donate directly there. They can always stop by and drop off donations at our facility at 5755 Washington Street in Milton. They can mail in donations, our P.O. Box, 4629 Milton, Florida.
And if you just want to go to the AHOPE website,
it's all there.
You can go to ahopeforsrc.com/donate, and that will take you right to the donation page. But there's also a button you can click on. And I'm telling you, when you go to the donation page, you're not only seeing ways to give monetarily, but you also can scroll down, or they have a great little button that says other ways to support, and it will just take you to the bottom of the page. And it says foster, volunteer, feed hungry pets, give monthly, and there is also a wish list. I do have to say, giving monthly and doing recurring donations,
yes, huge.
It creates huge stability.
Huge, because, I mean, we're always applying for grants and such, too. So these are sustainability areas where we can say, even if it's $10 a month, you know, right, that's something we can count on every month.
And maybe you want to donate $120, but you don't have that or don't want to give that right then and there. $10 a month, you don't have to think about it. It can just happen automatically.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's we love our monthly donors. That's a really big thing. Chopper's coming over. Yeah, he wants to come.
Okay, Chopper is now going to take phone calls. Hi, Chopper. I'm jumping out of my own.
He's so squishy.
I'm jumping out of my own comfort zone, and Chopper, I'm touching the rat. I'm telling you, and his tail is actually adorable.
It's not scary. All silver. Yeah.
Right, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be so scary, but Chopper, come here. I want to talk to Chopper like a dog, and Chopper's like, I am a rat. Do not call me like that.
He does come whenever you call him, actually. He's actually really good about it, but I'm sure he's like overwhelmed, as any animal would be, with all the new things going on around him right now.
You met Chris out there.
Yes.
He lives with me. He told me no. How dare he tell me no. Chopper, this is great. Listen, you can join in on the conversation with Chopper. We're going to take a break. But if you want to ask Chopper any questions, you want to ask Brandy any questions, 850-437-1620. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio and News Radio Pensacola. Don't forget that. We have Chopper here with Brandy from A-Hope. He was running across the board. He picked out the music. I mean, we are having a blast. And for me, he has settled my mind that I could have a pet just like this.
Yes.
We have a caller, and we're going to take this call, and we're going to... I hear there's some praising that may be coming along here. Good morning. Absolutely. Is this Amy?
Yes, it is. Good morning, ladies. And Chopper.
Hey, good morning.
Chopper's adorable. I'm sorry that you're not here to see Chopper in person.
Well, I think I've seen Chopper's photo on Facebook on the A-Hope page. So even though I have not had the pleasure of personally meeting Chopper, I have seen his handsomeness online.
He is handsome, and his tail is adorable, and I think that he has a career in radio coming up.
He's a good boy.
So are you saying he has the tail for radio?
I think he has the tail for radio. Absolutely.
Not to be confused with the old, I have a face for radio quote.
I once told a friend that she didn't have a face for radio because she was gorgeous. But what is that saying about myself? Oh, goodness.
Yeah. No, I was in her this morning saying
thing. Some of us would rather be a voice than a face, though, quite frankly.
The voice from beyond. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Amy. Is there anything you want to share with Brandy?
Oh, absolutely. I want to sing Brandy's praises far and wide. I've known Brandy since the building on Washington Street was secured for a 5-year rent. And I'm just so proud of Brandy. Her determination, first of all, having the idea of a low-cost spay-neuter clinic in Milton so that these wonderful volunteers wouldn't have to carry animals down every other Tuesday, 2-hour drive to Operation Spay Bay in Callaway, which is just before Tyndall Air Force Base, and back, to have a low-cost spay-neuter clinic much more local to the Santa Rosa County, Escambia, Okaloosa area is just fantastic. And from her brilliant idea those years ago, starting it up, having this fantastic board of directors, these incredible volunteers, and raising the money, raising the awareness. Then COVID hits, and things come to a standstill for whatever period of time that took. And then now to hear, you know, that the actual building is taking place, it's going to happen, is just tremendous. So I just want to sing Brandy's praises to the masses because she is the fearless leader who came up with the idea and is seeing it through to fruition. And yay!
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank you so much.
That is so great. Sweet. Thank you so much for calling in. We love hearing from our callers, and we love hearing someone firsthand sing praises of the nonprofits out here. And Chopper is gorgeous. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Good day.
That is great.
It is absolutely amazing. Amy's an amazing person, so it takes all kinds of support, and that's one of the biggest ones when it comes to the most thankless job sometimes behind the scenes. You know, somebody who notices you and can say kind words, that's like $1 million right there.
It is tough. And endorsing, you know, especially a nonprofit, I mean, nonprofits work so hard. Mm-hmm. And they work so hard to be able to do the things they do on a budget that's not huge.
Right.
And they fight for every penny they get, right, whether it's grant writing or sharing their mission. So if you want to help out this mission, head on over to the A-Hope webpage, take a browse, give a call. People can come visit
yes.
Chopper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's huge. You know, we have the negativity that comes in too, you know, people telling us we're not doing enough or we can't help them or why aren't we? We just had some lady who called us a scam yesterday just because we told her we didn't have foster space to help out with her outdoor cats that she found. That's hurtful.
It is.
That's really hurtful whenever we're really working behind the scenes. We want to do way more, right, and we're limited, you know.
Because if you could take in every
Absolutely.
Animal you would. And it's really, and not taking them in when you can't is a disservice.
Right. Right. Absolutely. That's how hoarders happen. That's how bad situations happen. And, you know, it's so hard to know that you had to say no to that person,
right,
because it weighs on my mind. I think every single day, like, okay, if this one leaves and this one can come in, this one goes, you know, we can get this many fosters. It's always on my mind. And so not knowing is great, right? You don't
right.
think there's billions of kittens out there that
right.
need homes.
Being ignorant sometimes has its pluses.
Yeah, but then there's the right in front of your face to where you're like, maybe I could, but the people who have put themselves in those terrible situations of the maybe I could and then got overwhelmed, you know, that is a terrible situation to be in. And so we just don't want to be in that situation. So we have very limited intake because we have very limited foster space. So all of our animals deserve all of our attention. And if we have too many, then they don't get what they deserve out of the situation.
If you head over to their website, ahope4src.com, there is a gorgeous kitty on the front page with beautiful eyes that says, I want to be at your home. And I don't know if everybody knows what AHOPE stands for, but it stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education. Where keeping pets and people together is at the heart of everything we do.
Yes.
This is so great. I can't believe how quick time flies.
Yes.
We're getting closer and closer, but join us in the conversation, 850-437-1620. Math was not my best, and apparently reading numbers.
I was going to say, I don't even know that that's math necessarily when you're just reading the numbers.
So earlier when Sonny's was in here, he's like, that isn't math. You're right. And I need to read my numbers better. But 850-437-1620, we love it when you join the conversation here. So tell me, I know in a lot of places throughout the country, there was a lot of people that made adoptions during the C word. I won't say it. We all know what happened. But during the pandemic, they went, got animals, and then decided, oh, I don't want them anymore. So a lot of places had a mad rush of animals returning or coming.
Or lack of foster space, because there was tons of fosters during that time because they were at home and able to. And then the fosters got more limited as they had to go back to work. So that happened a lot. I don't know if there was like a mass return of animals, more so a mass exodus of foster parents, basically. So they just had to go back to the shelter because they didn't have a space in a home anymore.
That was my question. I wasn't sure what it was like here. So Yeah. So absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the adoption process.
Our adoption process is super simple. You just go onto that website and you find the animal that you're interested in. You click on their photo. And then if their application is open, you can click on their application and fill it out. And then you just pay attention to your emails. You'll get an email with instructions, whether you're approved or denied. And then you get a text message to pay their fee to secure them in place. And then we connect you with the foster parent so you can go to the foster home and hang out with your pet before they get spayed or neutered. And the day after they're spayed or neutered, they are ready to go home. So super simple.
I went to the page. I clicked the button. It says adopt. How easy is that? Easy access. You hit adopt. Then you can choose anywhere from kittens, cats and kittens, rats, more animals. There's a fact sheet. Mm-hmm. Just scrolling down the page and looking at all these. Oh, my goodness. There is a little mouse that is adorable. I mean, I love cats. I do. Yeah. Is there any advice that you would give or to someone that came in who might want to bring a domesticated rat home with them, but they actually live with other pets that may not be as friendly?
So, you know, rats live in big, tall cages, basically, depending on how you have them trained or what kind of space you have for them. But they need big cages. I have cats and dogs in my home. So, you know, as long as you're doing slow intros with everybody, you're monitoring their time together, there is not usually a problem. Most of the time, my rats are actually bigger than my kittens. And so it's kind of funny watching them play together. But they're, so just slow intros, basically.
We've been having so much fun, we forgot to take a break. We'll be back.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Thank you for listening. Take us into the next break. Brandy, tell everybody what they need to hear about your wonderful cause.
Really quick, our cat Hope is missing. She is microchipped. She has on a brown collar and she is ear tipped. She's a tortie, so she's black and orange. Was missing in Milton around Washington Street off Stewart Street. Please keep an eye out for her.